Syracuse's Hancock International Airport will be getting a multi-million dollar makeover thanks to the Cuomo administration. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Governor Andrew Cuomo made the announcement yesterday at his regional State of the State address in Syracuse.
Cuomo started out getting laughs from the crowd by showing unflattering pictures of the aging airport.
The Syracuse Hancock International Airport opened in 1962. I'm sure in 1962, everybody loved it. But, not to insult the Syracuse airport, but I think it is time to do better.
So he's promising $45 million for the revitalization of Hancock, taking it from a dated facility to a world-class airport. Among the specifics in the redesign plan, new flooring and furniture in the terminal building, a regional aviation history museum, a new exterior facade that will allow natural light into a passenger drop-off area, and a glass pedestrian bridge from the parking garage. Airport Executive Director Christina Callahan says this work piggybacks with major renovations in recent years in the post-security checkpoint areas of the airport.
To really continue the vision and the experience that we've already given Central New York travelers with our new checkpoint, our new concessions, and we knew we wanted to bring that full circle, and this is going to allow us to do that.
Cuomo says the project will create 869 jobs. Onondaga County is also chipping in $1 million coming from its Department of Transportation roadwork budget. Cuomo expects the renovations to be complete in 2 years. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.